We thought we'd take some of the time this hour for Washington efforts. And Paul,
yeah,
it's off topic, but don't tell that to anybody living in a city with renewed violence.
Yes, exactly right. We have the Supreme Court getting back into session, I think October 2nd for their 23-24 term. And the question is, you know, kind of what's on the docket here? And our next guest certainly follows this stuff. Supreme Court reporter Lydia Wheeler joins us. So, Lydia, the Supreme Court has been busy. They've been making serious decisions, far-reaching decisions the Supreme Court has. What's on the docket for this term?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks so much for having me. So the Supreme Court, as you said, comes back October 2nd, and they already have a lot of big cases teed up. You know, they're going to hear another challenge to gun restrictions and also agency rulemaking. They kick off next week with considering if the funding structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Agency is constitutional. The agency gets their funding through the Federal Reserve, not congressional appropriations, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. That violates a constitutional provision that requires Congress to appropriate government.
Are they going to focus on political cases with, you know, the violence? I mean, all over the media today is the Philadelphia store closings and Target closing stores nationwide. I mean, is this going to be a political and social session, or is that overplayed?
No, they definitely have some cases that seem to be a little more political. You know, in November, the court is deciding the fate of a federal law that actually bars people from owning a gun if they have a restraining order against them for domestic violence. This is the Biden administration is appealing a ruling that declared that 1994 law unconstitutional. They're also going to hear arguments this term that threatens the rulemaking power of federal agencies.
Right.
You know, the justices are being asked to overturn a 1984 decision in a case known as Chevron, in which the court said that justices should defer to federal agencies' interpretation when reviewing the lawfulness of laws that are vague or unclear.
Right.
So that could really put a damper on the ability of agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Health to make regulations. Right.
Lydia, one final question. We got markets on the move. We got to run to that. But Lydia Wheeler, these decisions come out June-ish. Is it June-ish? Am I close on that?
You're right. So this is basically a 9-month term, and they usually like to save all their big decisions for the very bitter end.
So into the political, into the presidential campaign.
I don't know about timing on that, but yes, they usually wait until the end of the term for some of their blockbusters. But we will start to see some of the opinions in the earlier cases trickle out before then.
Lydia, thank you so much. Lydia Wheeler, our first look at the Supreme Court staggering to June-ish of next year.
Yep.